The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we are alive and well. Well, we're pre-recorded and well. And we're welcoming you to this show today. So listen up. We've got some terrific information, as usual, of course. And here we go.
And here we go. And let us start by saying that Dennis and I are nutrition specialists with over years experience the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy owners of Alive and Well, amazing supplements, amazing foods, etc. You'll never get anywhere else.
Amazing service.
And everybody praising the wondrous, organic, incredible broth cafe at Alive and Well. Fabulous takeout. Come in, orders, pre-orders, all your parties that you can cater, anything, any way you like it. It's going to be there for you. And again, it's organic. And remember, too, the multitude of choices. If you say, well, I'm vegan or I'm vegetarian or I don't eat this or I eat that, it's organic in all the different areas and absolutely marvelous and so healthy beyond belief and great for your immune system and your taste buds. And you all love it so much, as well you should. And remember the other part, right, Dan? The interaction and interlove and interrelationship with the local organic Maui farmers, okay? Every day, the beautiful produce and the beautiful products that we have from them. This is, and I don't like to say supporting Maui. Maui supports us. It's a family relationship. Isn't that right?
Amen, baby.
That's
you
right.
You got it.
And remember, too, that before we say any further, Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. We don't put people on medications or take them off strictly a doctor's area. But we love to share wonderful information with you.
And here's some information we can share. Go to your app. Broth at Alive and Well. Place the order, make arrangements to pick up the order, whatever time you want it to be, it'll be there waiting for you, or they can bring it out to your car. Whatever works for you, we're here to serve.
That's right, and you can always at the 877-4950 set up a time, right? Whether you want to sit down with Dennis or with me, again, no charge, not doctors, just sharing the great information that great clinical trials have shown and holistic doctors have also shown.
Information has been such an inspiration for
That's
us
right.
for the past 50 years.
That's right.
It's incredible what nutrition does, and perhaps this is starting to seep through the facade of health that's been so prevalent in the country for so long, is that if you eat good supermarket food and if you eat all the carbohydrates and all the sugars and all the junk they put out and follow all their ads, you're going to be a healthy person. Well, it doesn't seem to work out that way.
Wrong.
So we're giving you the holistic approach, if you will, to really build health. You have an immune system. God gave it to you. It's an innate immune system. You also have an adaptive immune system, which your body adjusts to the different challenges in life as you make the long trip.
That's
okay?
right.
So to keep that both immune systems really primed, that's what we endeavor to do.
That's exactly right. And you know, so many times unintentionally, you can see things and we can get upset about it, but it's better to, okay, light the candle, curse the darkness too, but light the candle and set oneself free and help to set others free from lies that imprison and call problems. Well, you know how lawyers don't take on class action lawsuits where they don't take money from people, but they sue, okay, when they've got only proven medical background to that.
When that law firm is thoroughly convinced they can make a big chunk of money by going after these lousy products on the market, Then they do a class action lawsuit.
A class action lawsuit with a lot of proof that's behind it.
That's
right. So again, with the class action lawsuit of this week that I happened to see, which came on the television, what that was that Zantac, it's what they said, and other heartburn drugs, you know, used for stomach upset, et cetera, and ranitidine, which is the, you know, the key word for how many different products that they form, for stomach upset. There's a class action lawsuit that these drugs, these medications commonly used and commonly prescribed, cause a number of cancers. There was a long, long list of there was so many, you couldn't even copy it in a minute, of all the cancers that these can cause and the contamination and other things.
Have been proven to cause.
Yeah, and so they had that right on, and it's just mind-blowing. And going right along with that, Den and I are going to read this to you, because I want you to realize what the source is. This is from U.S., United States Pharmacists. This is the pharmacist resource for clinical excellence. This is their publication of pharmacists, not health foodies, pharmacists.
You
got
said,
it?
You said resort.
Resource.
Didn't resource.
I resource. I don't always pronounce it as perfectly as Dennis said I should. You know what you remind me of, darling? You remind me of my speech teacher in acting class. Yes.
What a thrill.
All the time.
It's a great relationship
pronounce
we have
the
here.
Syllables. don't slough the syllables. Pronounce
no, your
the
syllables.
Your syllables
come through, but they slide together. You're a little weak on the consonants.
The consonants, which is just, I've said, you remind me of those teachers, Dan. Why am I gritting my teeth when I think about it? Some of the teachers? Anyhow, and it's the pharmacist resource for
resource.
Clinical.
Resource.
Gary is doing
resource.
This.
Resource.
Come on, Gary. You're my buddy this time. Don't get over here with him, okay? Resource. All right. Don't forget, too, that Dennis came from Iowa, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York, okay?
Yeah.
There's a difference in the Brooklyn, New York, and in the Marion, Iowa. No?
Really?
All right. So there you go.
Really?
Okay.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Now, then here's their article. The regular use of proton pump inhibitors increase type 2 diabetes risk. Okay?
Now, this from a source of pharmacists.
That's the leading the pharmacist resource.
Not resource.
Oy
resource.
Vey. Sorry. It's Yiddish for oy. Whoa. Okay. My grandmother said it
it's
many times.
It's not a
times.
Pharmacist resort.
Gary? Shall we start it again? All right. Here I'm reading. Word for word, I'll share it with
okay,
you.
Okay, let's go.
Guangdong, China. A controversial analysis from Chinese researchers, say the pharmacists, shows that regular use of common drugs to reduce stomach acid increase risk of developing type 2 diabetes. A report in the medical journal Gut Microbiota examines routine use of proton pump inhibitors and risk of type 2 diabetes, taking into account results from three prospective cohort studies. And here's the quote exactly that they quoted. The association between the regular use of proton pump inhibitors, PPIs, and the risk of type 2 diabetes through a recent randomized controlled trial shows a trend towards increased risk, according to Sun Yat-sen University-led researchers, who said their study, quote, was undertaken to evaluate the regular use of PPIs and risk of type 2 diabetes. The study notes, this is very important, me saying that PPIs clearly have a major effect on gut microbiome, which increased the risk of type 2 diabetes. The prospective analysis, you have to hear this, my friends, involved 204,689 participants free of diabetes in the Nurses' Health Study and Health Professionals' Follow-Up Study. Researchers confirm type 2 diabetes using American Diabetes Association diagnostic criteria. Okay? And I want Dennis to continue to read on the second page of
I will be delighted.
Go right ahead, my dear.
Verbatim, folks, right from the test, from the trials. Authors of the analysis evaluated hazard ratios, adjusting for demographic factors like lifestyle habits, the presence of comorbidities. We've heard that word a lot recently, especially with the COVID-19. Those who have other major health challenges are more susceptible to not having very good health outcomes. the presence of comorbidities, use of other drugs, and clinical indications. Those are all factors in the evaluation. Overall, 10,105 incident cases of diabetes, over 2,127,471 person years of follow-up were documented. Well, person years, that's
pretty complicated,
it,
right?
It really is.
Okay,
it's X number of people, but after you multiply that by the years, that becomes a lot of more people, okay? So, results indicate that regular proton pump inhibitor users had 24% higher rates of diabetes than non-users.
Wow, that's a very
That's one
huge,
out of four.
And over many, many thousands of people that they were evaluating, and this is
that's
the
right.
pharmacist report.
And the authors go on to say, that risk of diabetes increased with duration of the proton pump inhibitor use. The longer you use
yes,
it, the greater chance you're going to get it, okay? And it goes on with all kinds of numbers and ratios. And it says for fully adjusted HRs were 1.05, 95. We won't get into all those
It's all of that, but they're
All the participants who used PPIs for 2 years compared with non-users.
That's right.
Pointing out that regular use of proton pump inhibitors is associated with a higher risk of type 2 diabetes, and the risk increased with longer duration of use.
And this is such a commonly used medication, right? And over-the-counter.
And the researcher is right. Physicians, quote, physicians should therefore exercise caution when prescribing proton pump inhibitors, particularly for long-term use,
right.
unquote.
Unquote. Mm-hmm.
They also advise that screening for abnormal blood glucose and type 2 diabetes should be required for regular proton pump users, particularly for high-risk populations.
Amazing.
Past research, they say, has linked long-term use of proton pump inhibitors to health problems such as bone fracture, and enteric infections, according to background information in the report, and osteoporosis. And
all of those things, all the things they're saying, and people take it regularly. Oh, I have a stomach upset, so I take it just to calm down my tummy. And
well,
what do they really need?
Going back to the article, I'll tell you what they really need in a minute. They talk about osteoporosis. I remember so vividly the day that a woman came in the store and said that her husband had just broken his leg. I said, oh, did he slip and fall? No, not at all. He said, we were sitting and watching television, and all of a sudden my husband screamed and clutched his leg. He said, what the hell, what is this? And he's in great pain. Come to find out his bone, the femur from the hip to the knee, just snapped.
That's right.
He'd been on proton pump inhibitors for 5 or 6 or 7 years, okay?
Yes, and we have read those
reports.
And
he had no idea that was ever going to happen to him.
No.
But when they finally went to the doctor to get to the ambulance, they said, have you been on proton pump inhibitors? Yes. Well, that's one of the side effects of proton pump inhibitors.
And they have done massive reports on that. And one of the other ones, and I know it was a darling neighbor that once told me about that, and very scary, was jaw necrosis.
Mm-hmm.
Jaw necrosis.
Absolutely.
That's the complete breakdown of the jaw and the teeth and the gum. It completely deteriorates the agonizing pain. Think about it. You got to use your mouth to talk. You got to use your jaw to chew. And if you're in agonizing pain and the jaw is fractured, I can't even imagine.
It's a dislocation. The ligaments and tendons that hold the lower jaw to the upper jaw just become slack and you can't move your mouth, okay?
Right.
Great deal of pain.
That's exactly
well,
right, and
folks,
bone
and they
loss.
Give the, and they give the proton pump inhibitors. Why? Because you've got some heartburn.
That's right.
You may have, you're laying awake at night and you can't sleep because this stuff is coming up your throat. Well, and that's dangerous because that acid coming up your throat can indeed cause throat cancer. So the drug cartel's answer to that is to stop the acid. Well, but the acid's vitally important to digest your food. Well, why is it leaving the stomach and coming up your throat? If you need it in the stomach, why does it come up to your throat? Because you're not 18 anymore. Here's something that's really unique. So many of life's physical functions and health functions follow the same pattern. When you're young, everything works to a much better degree than when you're older. everything, your immune system, and your digestive capabilities. When you're young, you have very high acid content of your stomach and digestive enzymes along with it. But the reason it doesn't come up your throat when you're young is because there's a sphincter, a little muscle at the bottom of your esophagus, that when you swallow, it opens. And when you, through swallowing, it closes. That prevents the acid from coming up your throat and giving you cancer. But as you get on in years, they say, the research shows that by the time people are late 40s, early 50s, the inclination for having heartburn and esophageal reflux and all the digestive complications is much greater, because two things are happening. The acid secretion isn't as intense as it was when you were young, and the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus isn't as active as it was when you were young. So the lower acid content does not stimulate the sphincter to close tight anymore, and so the acid slides up to your throat.
Right.
Okay. How do you get around? And also, with the lower acid and the esophageal reflux, you're also getting leaky gut syndrome. You're getting over infestation of H. pylori and C. difficile, the bad bacteria that are emanating from your colon coming up through your intestines, all the way up your intestines,
into
your stomach, and even in some people up to their mouth.
Right.
Okay, so you have colon breath.
But, you know, I'll just say, too, that younger people, I even just as recently as yesterday, a younger woman half my age was having the same problem with the same reflux and the same poor digestion and the same gas and bloating and all of that, even though younger.
And
there can be propensities even when one is younger.
That's right.
Not just older.
Absolutely. But dietary insult is a major contributor to this, eating junk for so many years. And drinking heavily, and all kinds of other dietary forbidden acts, if you will. But the idea is
to digest more perfectly and with all the right ingredients, right, Dan?
When you take a digestive enzyme, the super digestizyme, which provides a little bit of hydrochloric acid and a bevy of enzymes along with it, there's enough hydrochloric acid there to stimulate the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus to once again go back to youthful activity and squeeze tight between swallows so the acid doesn't come up your stomach.
That's right.
And those same enzymes digest your food thoroughly. They restore to perfect health the tendency toward leaky gut syndrome,
right,
in which the intestinal walls absorb all kinds of negative food
factors. And also, they were designed to give the right enzymes for upper and lower GI tract.
That's just what I'm saying.
And that's very critically important, because it's starting the digestive process right away, not just a few enzymes that would ordinarily hit in the lower colon, but all through the entire process perfectly done.
All the way down.
And vegan, vegetarian, and allergen-free.
And in the process, the enzymes digest and eliminate the H. pylori and the C. difficile, the putrefactive bacteria that are invading your entire digestive tract. Just that simple,
that's
folks.
That's really wonderful.
And
the
you
super
can
digest
use it
design.
And it doesn't cause cancer,
no,
or it doesn't cause any other negative aspect.
No.
What it does is help prevent the cancers, because it destroys the negative factors that are working in your body,
right,
which contribute to the cancers.
And makes a healthy gut microbiome.
I should
rather
say.
Rather than the disastrous.
And no burping, belching, gassing, and carrying on. It's just no misery anymore.
Well, get ready to really put your ear to this radio, because this is, they're singing Dennis and Mona's song.
Get out.
They're singing, and, you know, I often want Gary to sing my song, but he's so kind of subtle and quiet, and he's not really singing on radio, but I'd love for him to do it, because he's very musical.
He's also snoozing, honey.
No, don't put Gary to sleep. Yeah. Come on, Gary, you got to admit, this guy's saying I'm putting you to sleep. Gary could sing this beautifully. Our song that we have sung is now been sung by a very famous doctor with a lot of, his name is Dr. Alan Inglis, MD. And he talks, and I'll tell you in a minute about what it is, but he kind of builds up the suspense.
He says,
it's sad but true, he says, the doctor. Over 54 million adult Americans suffer from arthritis, mainly in the knee or hip. Nearly half are forced to limit their activities. One in four fight severe round-the-clock pain. Furthermore, he says, one in three Americans with arthritis have their pain poorly managed. He's talking about physicians. Why, he says? Because drugs, says the doctor, for arthritis pain fail. And then what is the usual response when these drugs don't do their job? More dangerous, he underlines, ineffective drugs. But as if the situation weren't already dire enough, it gets even worse. Mainstream medicine misses the mark, and he underlines that's his head of his topic. Drugs for arthritis pain kill tens of thousands a year, outright death,
Wait a minute. The pain from arthritis kills?
No, drugs.
Drugs kill.
For arthritis pain kill tens.
Yes.
They're not just saying destroy health
tens
and everything. Kill tens of thousands a year, causing heart attacks and fatal stomach bleeds and other serious
That's
conditions.
That's called drug toxicity.
This is no secret, says the doctor. It just doesn't get talked about. Adding insult to injury, the grueling fact that half of all knee replacements are unnecessary, underlined.
Go on.
And since it's a $20 billion business, underlined, cha-cha, cha-ching, cha-ching, his own words, I don't know much about cha-ching, cha-ching.
That's the cash register ringing.
Oh, that's $10 billion down the drain every year. Why would Big Pharma, his words, halt unnecessary knee surgeries if they're raking in boku bucks? He doesn't spell the French word correctly, but okay. Beaucoup is not, we should say Dr. Inglis, beaucoup in French, which means very, very much. B-E-A-U-C-O-U-P, not beaucoup, B-O-O-K-U.
And what would your French teacher say?
She'd be proud of me at that one.
I would think so.
Beaucoup bucks.
You get a gold star.
Okay, at your expense. So since the drugs for arthritis are dangerous and ineffective, knee surgery is shot in the dark, where can you safely turn, okay? Then he says, you've got to hear this. Okay. There's a safe and natural remedy that quickly calms pain and keeps you moving towards a healthier life. Okay. And he calls this a hidden golden treasure. Okay. And I'm going to give it to Dan in a second over here. Okay. And he says here, believe it or not, this surprising treasure is found in one of nature's most amazing food creations. And he talks about the women that received it in the randomized placebo control study. And he says that everything was just all had rapid recovery from joint pain and stiffness in just 8 days. Their knees were protected. Postmenopausal women, it's a big study. Since cartilage breakdown is measured in urine was substantially less, no side effects, zero, no stomach aches, stomach bleeds, or heart attacks. And furthermore, no one was hurt or killed or injured by the treatment. But they had a 72% drop in general joint discomfort, okay? And that's with arthritis pain, and had less pain and full range of motion. No adverse reactions, okay? And I'm giving it to here. They even going on to say, this golden remedy does the same for man's best friend. They did a big canine brief inventory questionnaire, and all of it happened with the same thing. Can you pick it here for cracking the code against all the different possibilities of joint breakdown?
Cracking the code. Okay, baby. Here we go, folks. Word for word. If you're still wondering what it is, the answer to our golden treasure riddle is the good old EGG. That's not a chemical term. It's an egg. One of the most nutritious complete foods on earth. In this case, the miracle worker is the egg shell membrane found between the shell and the albumen in chicken eggs. It's the part when you hard boil an egg,
yes,
you try to shell the egg and half the white comes off with it because the membrane won't let go.
Yeah, it's that little skinny thing in there. And of course, in only organic eggs, we use that at Alive and Well and only at home.
Absolutely.
Okay, the organic eggs, and this is Dr. Inglis reporting on these clinical trials for reduction of pain, improvement of joint mobility. Go ahead.
So, he goes on to say, eggshell membrane contains a unique set of joint-building anti-inflammatory compounds, chondroitin sulfate, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid, all rolled into one thin little tiny skin of membrane. Multiple trials show the reduced pain, improved flexibility, protects against joint damage, has excellent safety profile. The easier it is to move around, the better you feel, and the more you enjoy life. Furthermore, if you can't exercise a joint because it hurts too much, it just wastes away. It atrophies, and so might you. So no one And while mainstream treatments for arthritis pain are a life-threatening, dangerous disappointment, eggshell membrane is the safe, rational choice for relieving the joint pain of arthritis. To boot, it helps protect against joint disintegration, obesity, heightened risk of chronic disease, and it helps resist and to fight against an early death. You can find natural eggshell membrane in the natural supplement form at Alive and Well.
Right. We were. I'm saying that's why we're singing the same song. We had heard the reports and that it works so quickly and so wonderfully, and it's a wonderful food extract and little capsules, so easy to take, that Alive and Well does that very thing, this concentrated eggshell membrane, nothing else added.
No
nothing
drugs.
Else, nothing. And what it does, reconstructing, isn't that a miracle?
It is a miracle.
That's a miracle worker. And
it's a real food.
Real food.
Food builds health. If it's the right food.
Exactly right. And that's why we have that available for you. And I had no idea, and I'm appreciating this medical doctor that's giving the broad spectrum view of how pronounced it was in all of these clinical trials and how it really proved itself to be so wonderful. Eggshell membrane. Ask for it. Because, again, just like he said, there were other the studies showed that it worked quickly. Quickly to rehabilitate. It doesn't have to be one particular joint. If it's a knee, if it's a back, if it's a disc, if it's the hand, wherever it is.
If it's connective tissue, if it's skin.
If it's skin,
eggshell membrane helps the skin.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
I like that. Okay. And you know, it's just that, it's just amazing how wonderful all that can be for you and how simple. We often told people, you know, well, I'm in awful pain. My whole body's inflamed. Pain power is a terrific thing. They're great buddies. They love to go hand in hand, one rebuilding and the other stopping the terrible cytokine storm and the war on it. You know, pain power. Could you mention about?
Well, it's full of enzymes, not digestive enzymes, but systemic enzymes, those enzymes which keep your cells connected very effectively to each other and helping to prevent degeneration, disintegration of connective tissue.
That's right.
Combined with the eggshell membrane is a 1-2 major punch to stop the pain very quickly and to rebuild, restore, renew. We've had Pain Power for the last 10 or 15 years. It's one of the biggest sellers in the store. It's a remarkable product.
It's miraculous. It was a miracle for me, our daughter, constant people coming in and telling.
And people have great results with it very quickly.
That's right. And you know what? I want to also applaud a very famous from Europe, you know, and a specialist reporting about the sciatic nerve. And he said it's the longest nerve in the body and runs from the spinal cord to the buttock and hip area and down the back of each, okay? Many of the muscles in the lower legs and provides feeling to the thighs, legs, and feet. Sciatica refers to joint to pain that often develops due to the sciatic nerve being compressed or pinched, okay? He can say it can be excruciating. And he says the importance, he's stressing the importance of the curcumin extract, of Boswellia and the natokinase enzymes. And just like
and
you were just
saying.
Where do
you find all of those?
All of those high potency.
In the Pain Power.
Just
exactly.
like the leader in from Europharma in European Pharma talking about those great nutrients. And he says, and there's something else that would be tremendously significant. Tremendously significant. I'm just going to quote and you'll talk about it, okay?
All righty.
One, okay. Okay, so then he speaks about these nutrients really support nerve health. He said, the nutrients I also speak about are high-potency B vitamins that can help our nerves function better, delay damage to nerves, and reduce the frequency and intensity of the pain. And he says 100% are alpha-lipoic acid, can boost levels of glutathione, one of the body's natural antioxidants, which protects delicate nerves from oxidative damage. Current research also says the leading Europharmacist, that RALA can help to reduce the pain and tingling symptoms of sciatic nerves and nerve damage throughout the body. Extremely effective, okay? Could you talk a little bit about the 100% R-alpha-lipoic and the difference between regular B vitamins and you know,
the stress be gone.
Stress be gone. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Our alpha lipoic is the real natural product. It's a real natural nutrient. There's alpha lipoic acid and R alpha lipoic acid. R alpha lipoic acid is properly labeled. You know exactly what you're getting. 100% pure natural alpha lipoic acid. If the product says alpha lipoic acid, that's a synthetic drug. It should be properly labeled as S for synthetic alpha lipoic acid, but they don't bother with that. They just leave off the synthetic part and let you think that alpha lipoic acid is our alpha lipoic acid. Well, Alive and Well is 100% natural R alpha lipoic acid, and that's a major, as the article mentioned, an aid in producing glutathione. And what is glutathione? That's something your body creates to maintain proper cellular activity and reducing excessive inflammation and creating new healthy mitochondria and ATP, adenosine triphosphate. All of these are benefits from using R-alpha lipoic acid for brains, for heart, for liver, for every cell in your body, but particularly the brain and the heart and the liver. Those are the major, major energy producers in your body, and you've got to feed them properly.
Right, and you remember, too, that the 100% R alpha lipoic acid has been the main player in Europe by European doctors for more than half a century. And what has it been doing? Stabilizing blood sugar, reactivating damaged nerve tissue, preventing diabetic retinopathy, their own words translated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And retinopathy and neuropathy, that's the nerve damage. But also it's been a major player, along with acetyl L-carnitine, the two big players in Europe, for regenerating brain tissue and anti-cognitive,
they're both computers are both
decline.
Neurotransmitters.
That's exactly right.
They aid in the transmission of neurons. The neuroprotective factor in your brain. The phenomenal what these micronutrients can do if you're getting the right ones. But when you're eating the standard American diet, you're getting zip of these vital nutrients.
Right.
The sugars destroy the R-alpha lipoic acid.
And remember, too, that that's a main thing that they use for diabetes. For
yes,
diabetes, for stabilizing
blood
that
sugar
blood
levels.
Sugar so importantly. And you know, we brought up the B vitamins, and just like this, the European pharma was bringing up the B vitamins and how important they were for the nerve regeneration. Well, here's the big news that's just come out. And that is Dr. Mercola is reporting, MD, reporting on B vitamins could help prevent worst COVID-19 outcomes, okay?
And I think pantothenic acid is one of the major components. Go ahead.
They go on, he says there's the researchers, and he quotes about what that is, and I'll give it then to Dan, okay? And he says B vitamins could help prevent worst COVID-19 outcomes, okay? And he backs it all up with the trials. Okay. Researchers stress that based on B vitamins' effects on your immune system, immune competence, and red blood cells, supplementation would be a useful adjunct to other prevention and treatment strategies. One of the factors that make COVID-19 so dangerous to those with underlying conditions or old age is its ability to overactivate your immune system, the COVID-19, triggering a cytokine storm. The B vitamins, B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, B9, B12, play important roles in cell functioning, energy metabolism, proper immune function, and important roles in minimizing your risk of cytokine storm. B vitamins are involved in the activation of both the innate and adaptive immune response. They help reduce pro-inflammatory cytokines, improve respiratory function, maintain endothelial, that's lung activity, the surface, the inner surface of the lungs,
mm-hmm.
prevent hypercoagulability instead of clumping the blood, and can reduce the length of hospital stays, they go on to say. He goes on and on, the published thing, vitamin D3 and COVID-19, published in the journal Maturitas, the University of Oxford, University of Melbourne, Australia, B vitamins, immune competence, better red blood cells, which help fight infection, okay, and well-regulated immune function is absolutely important to stop the cytokine storm, okay? Can you read what he said about a poorly regulated immune system?
Yeah, but talking about the B vitamins
that's
again.
Right. That's right.
The stress be gone is a major, major formulation which can help fulfill what this doctor is talking about, because it contains more than generous amounts of all the B vitamins, but combined with sugar metabolic factors to metabolize sugars and keep sugar levels low. When that happens, you have the negative inflammation levels go down. When negative inflammation levels go down, the tendency toward ill health of any sort also diminishes. So, getting on with why well-regulated immune function is essential. One of the factors that makes COVID-19 so dangerous to those with underlying conditions or old age is its ability to overactivate your immune system, triggering cytokine and/or bradykin storms. I'll let him explain this. In a poorly regulated immune system, the body's cytokine storm induced by COVID causes lots of inflammation in the body, just as if little grenades were being tossed around. This is what causes the worst outcomes and death in COVID.
Can I just say one thing? Remember how we read? Yeah, that's right.
Says Dr. Uma Nado.
Oh, right. Okay. Just remember the thing that all the different reports that came out, that these inflammatory compounds that get triggered, what they do is they destroy the alveoli in the lungs, the breathing ability of the lungs, and then the lungs pour up with mucus, and then that's the stoppage of breathing.
Well, it's the mucus that forms, that plugs up the alveoli. That's a major factor.
It's the cytokines that excite it to make that happen.
That's
too.
Right.
Exactly right.
The cytokine storm creates excessive mucus.
Exactly.
Which just floods and covers the alveoli, they can't breathe, and you kiss the world goodbye.
Okay.
Goes on to say, by strengthening and modulating immune function, in other words, making it function more appropriately and more effectively, nutrients such as vitamins B complex, vitamin C, and vitamin D play very important roles in minimizing your risk of this deadly development, as explained by Dr. Uma Nadu, a nutrition expert at Harvard Medical School. And the quote, and her quote is, "You can think of the immune system as an army. Its job is to protect the body, but if the immune system army isn't well regulated, it can overreact and actually cause more damage. The overreaction is what often happens in COVID-19 and is referred to as the cytokine storm,
okay.
Which again
yes.
plugs up your lungs with mucus and you yeah. can't breathe. Cytokines are inflammatory molecules released by immune cells, says the doctor. They are like the weapons of an immune system army. So if immune cells are soldiers, cytokines are guns and grenades.
Can I just say one other thing? Because we have a lot of people coming in and mentioning this, and I know that this has been my background and yours, but you weren't an asthmatic, but you had other things. The thing is that there are people coming in that they're afraid their daughters or their children or their cells are going to have a much worse cytokine storm and a much worse outcome and a much more drastic thing with the COVID-19 because they're asthmatics.
Of course.
And these nutrients work wonderfully for asthma. I can mm-hmm. testify to how it saved my life years ago, okay? Wonderful. And stopping that inflammation, it's so absolutely incredible. And building up the body's ability, not the immune system, yes, but stopping the craziness that happens with especially propensity conditions, ones that kind of push you towards a dangerous spot.
Well, if you had asthma, you know how difficult it is.
I nearly died many
times
as a child.
If you had asthma, you know how difficult it is to breathe.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
And the cytokine storm amplifies that negative function tenfold. Okay. The doctor goes on to say, in a poorly regulated immune system, the body's cytokine storm induced by COVID causes lots of inflammation in the body, just as if little grenades were being tossed around. This is what causes the worst outcomes and death in COVID. It follows, says the doctor, that anything that improves immune system function and decreases the chances that an infected person will have a catastrophic cytokine storm actually improves the outcome of COVID-19 cases and decreases the overall death rate. Therefore, it's quite feasible and proven that vitamin B supplementation contributes to preventing the worst COVID outcomes.
Right. That's terrific. And we can't, you know, if you think about, I wish I knew more about sports, Den. I really do. I I know about acting. I know about the other thing that I can do about speech and all that. But I don't know a lot about sports. But I do love certain terms, I think, that are very applicable. And that is that support team. The other, you know, it's not just about the one star player.
It's a team effort.
It's a team that work together brilliantly. And you can't, especially when you're talking about the nutrients and all, you can't leave the team without the reports, endless reports, about the immunity amplifier, N-acetylcysteine Plus. And I want us to talk about that, okay?
Well, yes, NAC Plus is vitally important. Again, it works hand in glove with the 100% R-alpha-lipoic acid.
Right.
That's a major team right there.
Yes. And here are the reports that we're reporting on right now. N-acetylcysteine Plus is one of the most studied natural supplements on Earth. It has been proven to support liver and kidney functions, the leading thing used in hospitals for liver damage due to acetaminophen and other drugs, support your mental performance, increase memory, stabilize erratic blood sugar, support heart and circulation. And let's remember that the military uses it to restore hearing loss in those that have been doing the what do they call the pistols and the and
well, the grenades, the bombs, the machine
guns.
Yeah,
and they're doing the practice, which reduces their hearing ability.
The tinnitus
and reduces hearing ability.
Right.
They found that it increased it based on clinical trials. They incorporated into and found that it increased hearing excellence by 60% and overcame hearing loss by 60%.
And reduced tinnitus dramatically.
Yes. So now here they're reporting a growing pile of evidence showing that because it's one of the major precursors used to create glutathione, NAC Plus is one of the most powerful natural immune boosters on the planet. A fact now proven in 33 human clinical trials by doctors. Okay? 33. And here's the big one that they underline and highlight. In a landmark double-blind study of people over age 65, Italian researchers found supplementing with N-acetylcysteine Plus slashed the risk of getting sick from respiratory infection by 68%. This clinical trials were stated, and this was highly on. The study sent shockwaves through the immunological community when it landed in the prestigious European Respiratory Journal of Doctors. Can you go on to read that,
please? I will, but let me make one little comment.
Right.
It doesn't. You don't have to be 65 or older to get these benefits.
Oh, God, no.
Okay?
You could be very young, and you could be propensity to not only just the asthma, but all protecting against respiratory infections.
Of any kind.
And liver and kidney and all that.
And restoring elevated liver enzymes
to normal.
Getting rid of any kind of liver ill health scenario.
That's what the top hospitals
kidneys
do.
As well.
That's
okay?
Right.
And lungs.
Okay. Go ahead with the...
All right, researchers gathered 262 people, 204 of them over the age of 65.
That's right. That's really important. And read that bracket there, dear.
NAC, they found, is a potent way to increase glutathione, improve your immune signaling, and raise the number of infection-killing cells that get called to action. Glutathione is the major self-creative antioxidant that your body makes to reduce inflammation. Well, NAC Plus amplifies that production dramatically. According to researchers at the University of Edinburgh Medical School, who have studied NAC longer than anyone, the boost happens in 1 to 3 hours.
Isn't that wonderful?
Okay.
Don't you love it when it works quickly and wondrously?
Well, it worked for me.
I love it. It worked for me.
I've told you this story so many times about my emphysema and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, the first second dosage of NAC Plus, and I was breathing freely again.
Beautiful.
That's how powerful the result can be when you flood your body with glutathione precursors. The team uncovered a way to supercharge the benefits you get from NAC Plus.
That's right. And that's what was so important with the NAC Plus and everything else like that, because it had such a terrific role. It had such a terrific role, in being able to help the lungs and everything else like that. Okay? Absolutely.
There's another immunity amplifier, R-alpha-lipoic acid.
That's right.
Again, R-alpha-lipoic.
And the experts are saying that, just as, and I feel good that they are state making these important statements that we can protect ourselves.
For good reason, too. They say it too, is one of the most powerful nutrients you can put in your body.
Isn't that amazing?
Okay.
Isn't that
phenomenal
amazing?
Phenomenal stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah. That's right. You know, Dan, what I love is that I'm always learning. This is a constant learning process. You think you know all about something, and then you find out you didn't know all about it. There's more than it does, you know. Talk about, what do they call that? What was it, you know, the thing in acting where you can do all kinds of roles? You've got
you're
yourself
a
great
thing.
Yeah. This is more than a triple threat,
I
right?
I should say.
Yeah, well, you're a threat to the other leads because you're going to take over the
sing and
spotlight
and
everything,
right?
Everything. Okay. So here, people call it RALA. It's one of the most powerful nutrients, as you say. But it supports healthy blood pressure and cholesterol. I did not even realize it. Protects brain from age-related decline, as the European doctors mm-hmm. have taught us, I'm saying. Antioxidant, fight against inflammation, healthy blood sugar, eyes, ears, and bones to stay strong. But the reason the 100% RALA shines is the incredible way it makes your immune system more powerful, especially when you also take N-acetylcysteine. Well, they're just saying what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And the glutathione, the game changer. And the University of California in Berkeley made an enormous discovery about R-alpha-lipoic acid. It increases de novo synthesis of cellular glutathione by improving cysteine utilization. What is that, my dear?
Well,
so go ahead,
part,
read it.
Cysteine
read
is part of N-acetylcysteine.
That's right. Okay. Go read that, my dear.
And that ultimately means more glutathione and more support for the immune system. This was a shocking, I'm reading this verbatim. This was a shocking discovery that Dr. Lester Packer, the lab's senior scientist, bragged his team had discovered the missing link to raising glutathione in our cells. The doctor goes on to say scientists at Oregon State confirmed it in a separate study. R-alpha-lipoic acid restores your glutathione back to youth levels. Now, in a paper released in May 2020, doctors from University of California, San Francisco, Fresno have trumpeted the power of combining R-alpha-lipoic and N-acetylcysteine plus. Beautiful. All I can say is holistic physicians have been doing this for years.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
They finally got around to testing it in their laboratories.
Thank
making
God.
Making it truly scientific.
Oh, gosh. Okay? I'm dancing.
I'm not criticizing them. I'm just saying they're a little slow in the draw.
That's right. You know, you may not be dancing in joy because you're just very resolute that nobody's going to ever make you dance. But I think this could make you dance. Right, Fred? As in Fred Astaire? Gene, as in Gene Kelly? Get up
Dan. Well, let me go on from here. Taking NAC plus with our alpha-lipoic acid improves even better at reducing oxidative stress and increasing the glutathione in important tissues like the lungs. Combined treatment with NAC plus and our alpha-lipoic acid is more effective than either compound alone for restoring glutathione and reducing severity of viral infections. This is truly an up-to-the-minute breakthrough in immune science, that says the doctor.
Right. You know, and one of the things that we were reporting on there about how effective the 100% R-alpha-lipoic acid, not only for nerve regeneration and eye nerve regeneration, retinopathy and neuropathy in diabetics, but also for stabilizing of blood sugar, the leading thing in Europe. Now, here's really important because this is a new report that just came out by Dr. Chauncey Crandall. He's got all kinds of, okay, he's a big cardiologist and all, and he's reporting on this. I didn't know this, but here it says diabetes drug recalled due to contamination. Did you know that, dear?
I didn't read that.
Well, I'm going to read it right now. A cancer-causing compound, I'm reading what the doctor said reporting, not Mona. A cancer-causing compound in the drug metformin has resulted in the recall of two lots of the drug. Metformin is widely prescribed to lower blood sugar in people with type 2 diabetes. Kansas City-based Nostrum Laboratories, Inc. voluntarily recalled its metformin extended-release tablets, USP 750 milligrams, according to a notice from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. These tablets are tainted with higher than safe, whatever that is, me saying that word, levels of the chemical nitrosamine, or NDMA, which is a probable carcinogen, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. NDMA, chemical used in the making of liquid rocket fuel.
Same stuff that's in metformin.
And can be a byproduct of manufacturing, including pharmaceuticals. It's also in water and foods such as non-organic meats, dairy, and vegetables, and has been found in some blood pressure drugs and antacids. This is the latest, says the doctor, in several recalls of metformin due to potentially cancer-causing contaminants.
There it is.
Did we hear this? So how important is it? And yet, I would bet you that of the zillion people who take it, they're not being informed about that.
I'll bet they're not either.
Okay, I can't, you know, make a clinical trial and state that. I'm just quoting what this top doctor had to say, and this is modern and in the news, and how important it is to use. And there's a lovely combination that every single day, you know, just about, people testify about the beautiful organic herbs put together in blood sugar harmony. Of the Alive, we just had them put that together, and it's a great support player with the 100% R alpha lipoic acid. They work beautifully together. And speaking about working beautifully together, think about the way when you come into the broth cafe at Alive and Well, when you place those orders, you're working beautifully together with your own body. You're working beautifully together with your family and loved ones, with your community, and with the marvelous organic farmers on Maui, all doing their wonderful stuff to be able to make it delicious, fabulous, well-priced, take out all the different orders like that. And don't forget these magnificent formulas. We keep at a great price. They are 100% the very best, and they're all available at Alive and Well. And we give the beautiful shipping. I'm going here. Oh, I have loved ones on the mainland. Oh, I can't quite get there. I'm in one of the towns. Oh, I'm on another island. Doesn't matter. Next to nothing, and then nothing after a certain amount. We'll ship it out priority insured, going out to you, okay? 877-4950, 877-4950.
And you don't have to be in Timbuktu. If you live in Kapalua, if you live in Hana, if you live on the Big Island or in Honolulu, we mail to every place in the world.
That's okay? Right, exactly. And remember, you call that number too and set up a time. Again, not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medications or take them off doctor's area. But we love to share information in a beautifully comfortable, lovely setting with very safe distancing just right, but also very comfortable and marvelous in consultation. You can make your appointment with whoever you love, and you're not, or you don't have to love us. You can just make an appointment for the consultation, 877-4950 with Dennis or with Mona at a time that's convenient for you. So it's not, we're not working with somebody else at that time or doing something else. Okay?
And we're there at your beck and call. So the day and the time that's good for you, that's great for us as well.
That's right.
Delighted to sit down and chat with you and share with you the information that we've accrued over the past 50 years and how holistic health really builds a new you.
That's right. And remember, the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well, you can go any kind of takeout. You can come in or you can come right in and say, I want this and this and this and this. We'll get it all ready for you. Or you have a party. Oh, I want to pick up for my party, all the different parties. The gorgeous smoothies, magnificent glow juices. They are so fabulous. You got to have that too. I do that green juice every single day. It just gives me great strength and energy. The magnificent salads, all kinds of wonderful organic foods.
Do your juice cleanse by the in-store expert.
That's right.
How to design a cleaning program for your liver, for your body, for your whole psyche with the juice cleanse, okay? This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time.
That optimum health is alive and well in Kahului.
Aloha.